In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
Shope
and the
are.
Bulldog no, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
What's up? There are a lot of firsts on the proverbial NFL calendar. Think about how many, I've said this before, I've said everything before, right? I mean, how many years is this? What have I not said? It's a problem, actually. How many times over the course of the year is something that happens involving the NFL considered like the first, the beginning of something, the first day of free agency, the draft week, the first round of the draft, the first day of minicamp, the first day of training camp, the first day of the schedule being known. I don't know. Like, there's first day of the regular season. There are lots of firsts. To me, tomorrow is the last day of the offseason. And that's probably because I don't work Saturday. It's a holiday weekend. Tuesday really cannot be, or can we do this, the first day of the first week? I don't know. I don't really need that one. It's kind of forcing it. But I was thinking in terms of perspective today about the offseason, which thankfully, at least in terms of football, it also means the end of summer pretty much, but still, don't have to be negative about it. Thankfully, is here, the end of the offseason. I've said it, you know, I've been working alone this week, and I've been saying, you know, how exhausting I found it. Here we are almost to September talking about so many of the same things. You know, that's just how it is. But the receiver stuff. And so, you know, here's to the end of all of that. And, you know, for our purposes, it's sort of a last call on, you know, predictions for the season and just general thoughts about them. Because on Tuesday, you know, it's Arizona Cardinals time and it's the injury report and who's announcing the game, you know, and all Ross Tucker is, by the way, one of the announcers. So that one I knew, but it's that kind of stuff. It's picks and it's point spreads. It's weather forecasts for Sunday, all that. That's Monday. We're off Tuesday. That all starts. And we're not, maybe this is great. Maybe this comes as a relief. We're not talking about who's going to catch the ball or whether the safeties are good or healthy. Like we're kind of done with that. And after tomorrow it becomes that other stuff week to week. You know, last week's game, next week's game. And we're not thinking in the same terms. So I welcome any, I always do, but any sort of overall thoughts about how this is going to go. I also prepared, my opinion, the top five NFL questions for this season. The best five questions for this season. You know, teams, one of them that I want to include is more about a player than a team. But the top five sort of curiosities, questions about these teams. So I'm like, that might not be a bad idea. And I start to compile my list and I could really only come up with four. I mean, you can come up with 32. But to me, there were four in a tier. And then you can't have a top four, though. No one's ever had a top. Rushmore. You just call it Rushmore. But that's kind of stupid. We're not going to have a Mount Rushmore of 2024 NFL questions. I mean, you can't, that doesn't really work. So I did find a fifth one. And I'll give you that one first. The other ones are not in order. But here's the latest update on Brandon Ayuk. Like, he's still not practicing. They play a week from Monday. They play the Monday night game against the Jets. Their best offensive lineman, one of the best in the league, is not there either. And I'll make San Francisco one of the five because that could mean a lot. And it's just been so strange that this has dragged on so long with Ayuk. There was the couple of days when he was supposed to be traded to Pittsburgh and then he wasn't. And he's on the field shaking hands with the coach and the GM around practice. Like, all right, that's what's going to happen here. He's going to sign. And it still hasn't happened. So it's a week away. Or Tuesday, or next Monday, or whatever you want to say. Whatever, it's a week away. And they still don't have that done. Plus Trent Williams, to me, I know Trista said this with me earlier in the week, maybe that just goes awry, San Francisco. Let's see, with McCaffrey older and with Deebo Samuel older, if no Ayuk, if no Trent Williams, and Brock Purdy is put to a tougher test without all his people that make it so easy. You know, I'll give him requisite credit for his success, but still, like, there's a little bit still to be proven, to be found out about him. Maybe that's a situation where it doesn't come as easy to him, and who knows what you get. So San Francisco, one of the top five questions, you know, teams that really, I don't want to say they could go either way. I doubt they'll be bad, but I'm wondering about them. And I think a lot of people are right now because of all that is going on. The other four, and I'd welcome yours. You know, if you have a Bills one or a league one, or maybe you have what you think is an answer to one of mine, fine, anything like that. 803-0550. Lines are open now. We'll have guests starting at 4. So I feel like the first hour would be good if we're able to get some calls going for when to do that. Top five questions around the league. One, not number one, but one of the top five, San Francisco. The others. I think what's happening or not happening, what's going on with Deshaun Watson is easily one of the top five, you know, for the purposes of, like, what is going to happen with a team, what is going to happen with Watson and the Browns. They restructure his contract today to clear up all this new cap space. I don't know to do what with. Maybe it's one of the Niners guys. You know, there was some speculation about Cleveland kind of all along when it came to Ayuk. Does Deshaun Watson still have it? Or can he find it? He hasn't had it for a while. And just the massiveness of that contract. And, you know, what is it? Is he going to be able to play at his peak level? A lot of people doubt it. I kind of doubt it. Maybe we all should. But it's still, to me, it's in the range of possibilities here. It wasn't that long ago. So if his shoulder is bad, if his mindset, his mentality is just sort of wrecked by what happened in his life and it just doesn't come back, and here are the Cleveland Browns, you know, just kind of buried in terms of the salary cap and money by this contract, this choice that they made. I mean, nobody's going to feel bad for them, but it's a team, and there's another team, maybe two, on my list that are somewhat similar in this way. it's a team that has enough talent where if quarterback works out, they should be really good. You know, if Watson, if you had Watson playing at the level he played at for Houston, the Browns are a Super Bowl favorite team. Not the, but I think they'd be one of them because they're pretty good in a lot of areas. Maybe not great, but there is that potential for the Browns if the quarterback isn't terrible. And, I mean, last year he was kind of terrible, and they moved guys in and out all season, and they won 11 games, the same number as the Bills. So Deshaun Watson is one of the top five, and the Browns, what it means for the Browns, whether or not he can play. Top five questions, you know, team situations around the league. I guess I should at some point figure out a good way to word this. Another one that's similar to the Browns, and I won't squat on this because I talk enough about them as it is the Jets. The Jets are almost the same thing. The Jets might be more of what the Browns are than the Browns, where you have so much right on the roster, but does the quarterback still have it? That's the right question when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, just like it's the right question for Watson. You know, it's just for different reasons. Rodgers is much older, of course, and it's a different injury, but he'll have to demonstrate that he can still play at a high level. And if he can, the Jets look great. You know, they look like they could win big this year, I think. So they're another one. That's an obvious one. I think the Jets are sort of just right for this. Maybe the Browns can be too. What do you really have there? You know, people like Bulldog does and other guests that I've talked to about them, It was Trista again. Second Trista reference already. She said, the Jets are going to jet. And I mentioned Bulldog after that, right? Like, is this a franchise? There was some report today about how dysfunctional things are within the team. I don't know. Like, we'll see. If they start winning, maybe that just doesn't matter. But we don't know yet. I'm not putting too much stock in their franchise history. But, you know, you can. It's your choice. They're one of the top five most interesting situations here in the league. What do they have? Do they deserve to be the AFC East favorite? Do they deserve to be a Super Bowl favorite? That's what they are as a team that has not made the playoffs in 14 years. The playoffs. I mean, the Sabres. The Jets. It's the Jets and the Sabres. That's an incredible streak. We know all about it. Bills, too, of course. Can, you know, they be really good? So I've got who? I've got San Francisco, Cleveland, and the Jets for the top five, you know, big questions, interesting situations around the league. By the way, I want to say a couple that might come to mind would be the Bears and Atlanta. I don't think those really, for me, those are really not a question. They're more of a given for me, but I guess I'm making some pretty big assumptions. But I am assuming mostly that Chicago and Atlanta will both click with all their new stuff. Atlanta, it's really just Cousins and the coaching staff change. They've already got the surrounding talent that should take them pretty far. And with the Bears, of course, Caleb Williams, Odunze, same coach, but, you know, just brand new piece at quarterback. I don't think those are really questions. And I'm not going to say Kansas City either. I mean, that's going to be a big one, the going for the first three-peat in NFL history, or at least in Super Bowl history. To me, that's more just a storyline than it is a question. I don't think there's much question about whether they'll be good. We'll get to January if they are good, and that'll be, you know, on everybody's mind around the league is going for three in a row. I know it hurts to hear, but I don't think of that so much as a question because I doubt that they won't be excellent. Did I say that right? I'm pretty sure they'll be excellent. That's what I meant to say. So Cleveland, Jets, Niners. Number four in any order here for me is Dallas, because that's just been so weird this offseason. They did get to paying CeeDee Lamb, but just how cold it's been with their best players and hardly adding anybody. And that's all after the owner and the GM, Jerry Jones, talked about going all in this offseason, and they went not at all in. Just, you know, from how good they were last year, top five NFL team, and just kind of sitting there, stagnant, all offseason, That's one that I want to know what is going to happen. I was listening to Establish the Runs podcast today, and they were talking about Adam and Evan, Adam Levitan, Evan Silva, were talking about Prescott, and Levitan was saying, like, I think he's underrated, I do too, but it's very thin. Like, CeeDee Lamb, at least he's in now, but who do they have? Running back, it's just been so strange all offseason. They bring Zeke back. It's Zeke, Rico Dowdle. I know, there's a name for you. And now Dalvin Cook, which teams continue to have some bizarre fascination with one of the least efficient running backs in the NFL for years. And he just keeps getting new opportunities. If I were one of these, you know, day three running backs that got cut, I would be bitter because a lot of them are probably better than Dalvin Cook. But Dallas wants the name. Maybe they just, he's a guy that you can trust on third down to not get your quarterback killed. That's a really interesting team because they were so good last year. And now, I mean, they're still probably good, but there are questions here. Philly came close to me in making this list because that's another team where, I mean, they fell apart late last season, losing to the Bucs in the playoffs, losing to Arizona. It got ugly fast after a huge start. They beat the Bills. Didn't they go to 11-1 beating the Bills that day, that overtime game? And after that, it was just, you know, disaster. So what are the Eagles? They would be just outside my top five for these sort of questions, kind of this kind of discussion. But they are interesting too. Like, are they, there are people that talk about them like they have the best roster in the league. And there are other people that talk about them like they have a lot of questions about, you know, the way the coach held on to the job, but the coordinators have changed again for the second year in a row. You know, just sort of that strangeness and Jason Kelce retiring. You know, they're a little bit thin too at receiver, but they did sign Saquon Barkley. I tend to be kind of high on the Eagles, but maybe it's a little bit of a leap. So top five, you know, questions, situations around the league, San Francisco with their holdouts and their age at some of the key positions, the Browns because of Watson, the Jets because of Rodgers, the Cowboys because of how they've done nothing all offseason, and you have all these maybe reasons to worry that guys are going to leave, you know, Prescott's up, and just what is that really? And then I think the other team is the Bills. Did you know I was going to say the Bills? Was that all just a big, long game there? Just he's going to talk all this time? If you did think about it. I think the question of whether the Bills are still the Bills is one of the best questions in the league for this season. And I call it a question because I don't think I know. My take has been, we've gone in waves. We've had, and Bulldog and I have talked about how one day he'll be sort of worried and the next day I will be and he won't be. It's kind of been like that. It's also how you keep the conversation going for 200 days in a row, or at least it's our way of doing it. But it's been sort of waves of the receiver stuff, and one day it'll be like, oh, Hyde and Poyer, and the next day it'll be, but they were old. You know, just what all these departures. And it's not just those guys. I mean, Davis almost never gets mentioned for this unless it's in the context of what's different at receiver. Mitch Morse, of course, you know, it's a lot of players, a lot of turnover from last year. And it's really a new thing under McDermott to have all this. Of course, Hyde and Poyer were here from the first day. And then so was Trey White from that first draft. It's a new era almost, even though it's Allen. And so, you know, one day you might feel good or bad. But my bottom line has kind of always been, yes, all of this is unsettling. For me, yes, the receiver situation is a big downgrade overall. I mean, Diggs was so good. Who knows if he still is, but to me, it's like way more of a question mark than it ever has been since Diggs got here. All these questions, but with Allen, you shouldn't be bad. You should be a little bit, maybe not a little bit, above average at worst with a quarterback so good and with that position carrying so much weight. So last year, We talked all the time about the AFC, how loaded it was, and all these quarterbacks. Then you have new ones and Stroud and Richardson and even Levis. Who's going to not, like, who's not winning? They can't all win 11 games. I don't mean so much the teams with the rookies, although Houston did win a playoff game. But somebody's got to, you know, somebody's got to miss. Bills, Dolphins, Rodgers with the Jets, Burrow, Jackson, Watson. The Steelers are always in there. Then the AFC South teams with Lawrence, and he'd been to the playoffs, Herbert, and of course Mahomes. Like, what is that? Almost the entire AFC? Half that group makes it. Who doesn't make it? And I don't know, maybe it was a cop-out, but instead of just sort of predicting, we probably did this too, which of these teams would miss out, one thing that I said all the time was, it'll be the team whose quarterback gets hurt and misses time. And that was Cincinnati. Cincinnati went from playoffs year after year to, even though they did finish with a winning record, pretty good, but Burrow injured in camp and then missing so much of the season with that wrist injury suffered against the Ravens. They ended up being one answer to that question. The other one was, another one was the Chargers, who just, I mean, the coaching thing and everything went wrong. They got old, everything went wrong for them. So they were way out. What does that mean for this year? Because you kind of have the same, mostly the same landscape in the conference, and the AFC South teams, certainly Houston, but I would say also maybe Indianapolis or even Tennessee with a new, more pass-friendly, quarterback-friendly system probably. Who knows if Bo Nix and Denver aren't a thing this year. Maybe Russell Wilson, but it's still the Steelers. It's the same kind of situation. I don't know. Like, there's no guarantee, but if Allen plays at his level, even with the toughest schedule in the league, arguably, I doubt the Bills miss. I just don't think, you know, they're going to have the one seed or anything like that. I wouldn't predict that. But in a summer where we have been, you know, everybody's kind of to different extents expressing concern for them, I think even what the last caller I took yesterday was like, I don't know, I'm worried about this. And I said this very thing. If he's still who he's been, you're probably looking at in the hunt at worst. Good in the hunt, right? I mean, maybe even that middle column. But I'm not taking the division for granted or anything of the sort because I've been in on the Jets, and the Dolphins are probably still about the same. So those are my top five. The Bills, I think, are one of the five most curious teams in the NFL going into this season, with Niners with their holdouts, Cleveland with Watson, Dallas with how they haven't done anything, and who knows where they really stand with Prescott, and then the Jets and Rodgers. Would you care to tell me yours? Maybe you don't have five, you don't need to have five, but if you have one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
One of mine or one of your own that's different. Either way, it'd be great. 803-0550. What question do you have that sort of stands out for this coming season, be it about the NFL like this or just about the Bills? Because tomorrow is the end of the offseason. It's our last chance today and tomorrow to sort of tell each other where we stand here going into this thing. I'll look for your calls again after a break. 803-0550 is the number. Later, Matthew Collar. At 4, our old colleague, Matthew Collar, Purple Insider is his podcast. I am a partner with Matthew in that, giving him fantasy analysis every week, by the way. But today we'll focus on Lewis Seen, the safety that the Bills have signed from Minnesota, released by Minnesota. Sal Capaccio will do the same with me and go over some other Bill stuff. That'll be at 5. And I've invited Josh Mora on after Sal's visit. He, as you may know, worked in the Buffalo market in the media for many years, including with me at the dearly departed Empire Sports Network. I've connected with Josh again. He has an interesting podcast that he does with Dennis Williams, who also worked here. And we want to talk about that a little bit and also just get some Bills takes, NFL takes from Josh as well. But I hope to hear from you next, 803-0550. Bulldog is off this week. We'll be back together on Tuesday. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Yeah, the no fear thing has kind of bitten me in the butt a couple of times because when I go to Highmark, I'm sure there's going to be a piece of my rib on the 30-yard line. I did see Ed. Ed came up and apologized to me. No, my one condition for signing here was I just can't be locker mates with Matt Milano. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, honestly, the ribs are good. The ribs are good. 2 years later, we finally healed.
Mike White. In the fold. I'll talk to Sal at 5 today. I'm not sure there'll be any new speculation or anything about just like what the plans will be for Mitch Trubisky week one, a week from Sunday against Arizona. Like I said earlier, tomorrow for me is the end of the offseason, or you can have the weekend if you want to include the weekend. But by Tuesday, we're getting into the details. The opener, you know, what is it going to be nice out? Who's broadcasting the game? All that kind of stuff. The spreads, you know. Other week one games. So I'm taking today and tomorrow in here to just kind of sum up the summer talking about the Bills here. And I welcome you to do the same with me. 803-0550. Also, I just got done with my list of 5 teams where there's the most questions or the most curious teams in the league. What is going to happen there? And I include the Bills on that list. I think they are that. I think the losses they've endured are making everybody wonder if they're going to be on the same level they've been at for the last 4 years. And so that is kind of the bottom line with them, as we've been talking about every day. Let's hear a couple of yours. 803-0550. Here is Riley on WGR. Hi, Riley.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
So my thing is like the Chargers and how they've had to revamp their whole offense, whether it be their coach, the running game, every receiver, and I would say like that's similar to what the Bills is doing. Not the running game, obviously, but with the receivers. But the Bills also have the question mark of the 7 spots on the defense that they also have to revamp. And how big of question marks that would be. So those are 2 for sure that would be huge questions coming up in this 2024 season.
Yeah, I think that's a really... Thank you, Riley. I think that's a really good one, L.A. I guess I wouldn't... I didn't think of them at all because I don't think they'll be great, and they might even be planning on rebuilding. I mean, they kind of are, except for Herbert. But at the same time, I haven't checked today this list, but when I have looked, their playoff odds are not bad. Like, they're close to 50-50 in the odds. So I'm wrong to assume they'll be bad. They were bad last year, 5-12, but yeah, they're a really good choice. Jim Harbaugh coming back into the league, what it looks like. They have just, this is probably a little bit of my fantasy bias too. They have just stripped it bare at running back and receiver. So it's just like there's nobody exciting there, except for maybe the rookie McConkey, I would say, receiver. So I was wrong to sort of forget about them, but definitely an interesting team, especially if they're good, right? I mean, that'll be a huge story. If Jim Harbaugh comes back into the NFL without, you know, with the changes, the Chargers getting, like the Bills, I made this comparison a couple days ago. You know, who are their receivers? What have they done? They've traded Keenan Allen, Mike Williams left, Eckler left. If that works out, that's a pretty good job. So good choice, Riley. Here's Ryan next. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, team I was thinking of is Arizona, our week one opponent. And I think a lot of the conversations I've had about the game is people are nervous. And a lot of the feedback is, I think it's a lot of people aren't quite sure what Arizona's going to be.
Yeah. You know, what do you think of Arizona for the Bills as their week one opponent? Is it a little bit, are you a little bit nervous too? Same reasons?
Yes, I am. And I don't think Arizona's necessarily going to be a playoff team, but having Marvin Harrison come in and Kyler Murray have a full off season, they're probably going to be, you know, looking to prove something, maybe see some things that we weren't expecting. So I'm definitely nervous.
There it is. Thanks, Ryan. I did think of the Cardinals. I am interested in them. Speaking of fantasy, they're definitely an interesting team for that. You know, Harrison sometimes even goes in round one, if you didn't know. I think what I talked about this the other day when Dave Pasch was on, the broadcaster for the Cardinals, how they and the Bills are almost kind of like opposites right now in terms of public perception, where the Cardinals are getting a lot of hype with Murray healthy and Harrison, you know, obviously. They're getting a lot of hype, and the Bills have people wondering. So you have a team that's been near the top of the league for 4 years in a row, and another team that hasn't had all these issues, coaching changes, and all the kind of, if you will, controversy with Murray that now looks like maybe it's sort of ready-made. It's quite a contrast for week one. And if you are somebody like Ryan, and I would say me, where you're kind of just unsure of what the Bills will be, you look at that game and, all right, well, you better win because that's at Miami, Jacksonville, at Baltimore, at Houston, at the Jets the next five games. And they are underdogs in four of those five games. Not big ones, but they are underdogs in all four of those road games right now, which, if you follow that stuff, they haven't been underdogs four times in a season for a while, preseason or during. It was that way before the season started, like right now, and it stayed because they've been so excellent. So a loss to the Cardinals would pretty much rattle everybody when you think about what follows. And Miami, you know, even it's if they lose, but it can be if they win. I mean, that game in week two, Thursday night, the Bills have done so well against the Dolphins, but early in the season, Miami has been one thing. Late in the season, they've been another. At home, with the motivation from how last year ended, what does everybody say about Miami right now? Paper tiger. Good until it gets cold out. Can't beat the Bills. You know, just like they've hit their head on the wild card round. And I think most people would predict the same for them. And so they start with Jacksonville. win or lose, but a win there. Then they get the Bills. I like that for them to get the Bills right away early at home to make the point they want to make after how last year ended. So there you go. I mean, the Bills are not the Super Bowl champions. They're not the Chiefs, but they are a team with a target. And a lot of people are going to think they're vulnerable. And I don't know, maybe they are. Beat Arizona. so we can sort of keep it together. Here's Zach next. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Mike. Here's a couple teams where I'm kind of intrigued by. I mean, we're not playing either of them this year, but, you know, Tampa Bay, there seems to be some sense of confidence, I guess, in Baker Mayfield over there. You know, they signed him to a few years. Not a huge contract by any means, but there's some sense of commitment. And I've always kind of liked him, too. It's kind of an interesting story. Bounce around the league. And then New York Giants, I mean, seems to be a bit of a crucial year for them, front office-wise, coaching-wise. I mean, if the ship goes down pretty poorly with Jones, I don't know what that looks like for them. But, I mean, the fact that they've committed to him for this long at this point, it feels like almost, I don't know, not a great sign for them. I'm curious to see what will happen, though, if that really goes awry this season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Can they salvage him, first of all? That'll be the first effort. And then, like you said, what happens if they can't? I think they've kind of already acted like they think they can't. But he's got the contract. Yeah, that could be messy. All right. I don't know what to do with Tampa. I'm not impressed. You know, I think Mayfield is just okay. What happened last year was a pretty good story, and it's definitely right that coach, who ended up now being the Carolina coach, did great for him. There's no doubt about that. But it's not like it was ever really that great. I mean, they won a bad division and weren't even really that impressive in doing that. So I'm not excited for the Bucs. To me, I feel like I kind of know they'll be mediocre. Let's go to Tracy next. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to mention Houston. Everybody is all over them this year. Mm-hmm. They've got a tough schedule ahead of them. Last year, I mean, I want to say beginner's luck. They are totally reminding me of Jacksonville last year. I think they are going to tough year, and I think everybody just thinks that they're taking it for the win.
Yeah, the question is whether they can live up to that, right? You know, that's a very good choice, I think, because I've kind of what. Thank you, Tracy. I'm thinking like, what do I feel like I know, and what do I think I just don't know? And so my questions list doesn't include Houston because I'm sort of expecting them to be really good. But, you know, Bulldog would say not so fast because they didn't have that great a regular season. You know, just go look week to week on the Texans. Not many impressive wins. The quarterback looks like a star. And so Collins, Dell, Diggs, that is just beautiful, I think. That's a beautiful setup for Houston. But, you know, you're saying we don't know yet. And I think that's right. Thanks again, Tracy. Shane is next. Hi, Shane.
Hey, Mike. Hope you're doing well.
What's
today.
Up? Hey.
Hey. So three things that I'm curious to know about this year are who are the Cinderellas going to be? Seems to be every year. There's a few teams that just kind of come out of nowhere. You were touching on one of them, one of the ones I had.
Houston?
With one of the last callers about Arizona. Oh, I really like what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yep. Sorry. Keep going.
No, you're fine. I really like what they're doing out there in Arizona with Kyler Murray coming back, a healthy Kyler Murray. I really like what the draft pick there, Marvin Harrison Jr. But another team I really like to be a potential Cinderella is Atlanta. I think, you know, I like the quarterback as long as Cousins can stay healthy. I like Pitts, Bijan Robinson. I mean, I think they got a pretty decent offense out there in Atlanta. But then the second one I'm curious to see are who are the disappointments going to be. And for me, that team is Houston. I think it's a pretty overhyped team. I think they just got really hot at the end of the year last year. I do like Stroud. I'm going to give him his credit. But you got to remember the team last year that got hammered by the Jets last year. I think they hung 30 on them.
Yep.
And then they also lost to Carolina. So I still think there's some questions there in Houston. And then my third thing that I'm curious to see is Caleb Williams a real deal? I think, you know, in the beginning, especially me, I had my doubts, but now I don't know if it's the whole Hard Knocks thing, but I think that there's some potential there for him to be a star. So we'll see.
It's a great list, Shane. Thank you. I am expecting Chicago to be at least pretty good and for Williams to eventually, if not right away, be really good, like a lot of people. Interesting take on the Texans, kind of a back and forth the last two callers on what they are, but you know, there's it's still right to want them to prove it. And I think Atlanta is going to roll. I'm going to find one of those alternate win totals with the Falcons, like 12 or 13. They do have a few tough games. Week 2 at Philadelphia, week 3 Kansas City, week 9 Dallas at home. That's the list. Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Tampa, Carolina, Seattle, Tampa, New Orleans, Denver, Chargers, Vikings, Raiders, Giants, Washington, Carolina. I mean, come on. That's Atlanta's schedule. It's up to Cousins. It's like the Jets. We talk about Rodgers off the Achilles. It's Cousins off an Achilles. And I wonder what they're doing with Penix. If you didn't know, really weird that they sat him out at the end of the preseason as the backup, as a rookie, saying that they didn't need to see any more, which could either be he's been awesome or something else, you know, just trying to keep, or they're just playing us, right? Trying to keep him from getting hurt because they're worried about cause anything. It could be a lot of different things, but you know, the takeaway seemed to be mostly, wow, I mean, this guy's been so good. He doesn't need to play in the preseason because, you know, as a rookie, really, that could be something. I think Atlanta should roll. We've been waiting for those skill position guys to get fed for the whole time that they've been there. And then last year was a disaster with Arthur Smith. Go take Pittsburgh to the woodshed week 1. Blow them out. I think the Steelers will be terrible. I think the Falcons will be like one seed, maybe. Maybe not the best team, but with that schedule, the best record. The way the NFL goes, when I get confident like that, I brace for the absolute opposite to happen. The Steelers will win 17-16, and all will seem normal. All right, I really appreciate your calls and those suggestions. The Bills signed safety Lewis Seen today, a first-round pick 2 years ago, cut by Minnesota. What is the deal with this guy? Matthew Collar will join me, Purple Insider, formerly with WGR, coming up in 20 minutes. Mike Shope here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR. Welcome back. Matthew Collar coming up. Who is Lewis Seen? I'm doing a weekly fantasy pod with Matt. We record on Wednesdays, and he just posted our chat from yesterday, which I retweeted. So if you want to hear us chat, well, that's going to happen in 15 minutes here, and then also in that podcast of his Purple Insider that I just shared. Listen, before he comes on, he's got a long way to go in fantasy. He admits it. He admits it. But, you know, I'm giving him my advice, which you don't have to take. I don't have to be right. I don't have any big trophies, right? Like, who am I? I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I play a lot. I don't have, you know, you don't see in my bio all my wins or anything like that. Not yet. Maybe this year. But, you know, I think I give good advice. I way better than I used to. Way better. I've learned so much in like the last 10 years. 10 years ago, I thought I knew a lot and I just did not know anything about fantasy. But, you know, Matt's listening to me and then he's going into drafts and he's drafting these dusty veterans. Like, come on, man. We talked about this. Upside. Rookies. Don't be afraid to take chances. We don't want to finish fifth, right? That maybe we're in a family league and we're going to beat dad and we're going to beat, you know, our sister and everything like that. Okay, but we're not winning. Said the guy who, you know, just put himself down for not winning more. But no, you've got to take chances. I talked to a friend an hour ago on the phone wanting to know, what do I do? Here's what you do. Number one, find out how many receivers you start, how many flex positions, point per reception, like the big questions, right? So the more receivers and flex positions we're going to use, the more of those we want to draft. Load up. Number two, is there IR? If there's IR, draft somebody injured and put them on IR and then get somebody extra. Get an extra player that way. Think of the Bills and their international exemption stuff. You know, play the game. Draft Jonathan Brooks if you have an IR spot. And then move him there and pick up somebody for free. Number three, find out what status Taysom Hill has on the app you're using. If Taysom Hill counts as a tight end, respect that and be probably like aggressive in drafting him because he really isn't a tight end. He's a running back who will catch an occasional pass and throw an occasional pass, having the occasional big game, and he counts as a tight end. If he does on your app, take advantage of that. That's another one. If you don't have to draft a kicker and a defense in your draft, don't. Draft extra running backs or receivers instead. Draft Ray Davis instead. There's lots of those guys, the rookie running backs. Draft Jalen McMillan, somebody that is too deep of a pick for the league you're in. But if you don't have to draft a kicker and a defense before the league starts, don't. Don't bother. And then, of course, by next week, we're going to have to cut a couple guys. It's pretty late now for this strategy. If you're drafting a month ago, this was a great idea because maybe somebody on your team got hurt between then and now, and you just cut that guy for your kicker, something like Eli Mitchell or somebody like that. And, you know, number five, just party after that. I mean, you've got it figured out. Load up on your receivers. Once you find out what the format is, pick an injured guy if you've got some place to put him. Find out what Taysom Hill's status is and try to see if you can take advantage of that. And probably draft him way higher than he's ranked because teams or people tend to avoid him. And after that, profit, right? That's number five in theory. Number five is profit. Sal Capaccio will join me later, just after five, to check in on the Bills, go over some stuff. Next, though, once again, Matt Collar, Purple Insider. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.